For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.
No hate in Charleston!
Some 200 people rallied peacefully across the street from the Holiday Alumni Center, just outside the Citadel in Charleston. They voiced their opposition to former presidential advisor Steve Bannon, speaking at a student fundraiser. Former teacher Rosemary Serpa was among them.
Well, I'm here actually for the same reason I hit the streets 50 years ago, because the same sick, sad bigotry and racism has reared its head.
Those who rallied called Bannon a white supremacist, a man of hateful rhetoric, with no respect for women, Jews, transgenders, gays, and lesbians. The crowd diverse. Black, white, women, men, kids in strollers, families like Francis Baylott and his 10-year-old son and 7-year-old daughter, Melody. What does your sign say?
Peace and love.
What does that mean to you, Melody?
I can't really describe it. It's kind of hard.
Her father, Francis, says that's part of the problem. It's hard to explain to kids what's going on in the world today.
I have to watch out when I watch the news that my kids are not listening, like I'm watching a rated R movie.
Pastor Thomas Dixon helped organize the event. He was pleased by the almost 60 sit-in kind of crowd. Not just peaceful, but a picture of what he calls the real America.
Some people think we don't have the right to say it's our country, but we fought, some have slaved, we've worked, we've built this nation, and it's not just the haves that are going to benefit from this nation from here on out.
Among the crowd, State Representative Wendell Gilliard. He says the Holy City is no place for hate. 2 years ago, the community made national news for the shooting death of a black man at the hands of a white officer and the massacre of 9 parishioners at Mother Emanuel AME Church by a self-proclaimed white supremacist.
In Charleston, we're still healing.
The school has insisted it did not invite the often controversial Steve Bannon. Students did, an independent group called the Citadel Republican Society. So before heading inside the event, we spoke with its president, Cadet Cameron Brown.
How are speakers chosen or decided upon within the society?
The silence lasted for several seconds.
As we said before, Mr. Bannon was integral in the successes of President Donald J. Trump.
Inside the Alumni Center, glasses clinked, the wine flowed, and much like outside, there was a call for reclaiming the country, especially from the Republican candidates running for governor of South Carolina, including Lieutenant Governor Kevin Bryant.
Thank you, Steve Bannon, for your courage.
Attorney Catherine Templeton.
The fake news is howling, and liberals are actually screaming at the sky.
And Governor Henry McMaster.
The liberal press can't tell the truth.
Those outside may have wanted to distance themselves, but those inside could not get close enough. They cheered and whistled when Bannon finally took the stage, speaking for more than a half hour.
Tonight, incredibly honored to be here on Veterans Day weekend at the Patriots Dinner.
Nothing was off limits. He defended a U.S. Senate candidate accused of sexual conduct with a teenage girl, took jabs at the media, and repeatedly made fun of Hillary Clinton.
The pressure's on. I'll guarantee you she will make the wrong decision. That's why I knew we'd beat her.
A protester did make her way into the gathering, heckling Bannon before being physically escorted away.
I'd like to thank one of my ex-wives for showing up.
The night ended with Bannon being honored with the school's Patriot Award. For more on this story, go to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Victoria Hansen.